We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're going to bring into the Dan Shaney Insurance stream, all video stream, thanks to our friend Dan Shaney at danshaney.com. And on the videos that are streaming, you can see the Dan Shaney info, such as the fact that he's a local independent insurance agent who specializes in finding you the best prices for your auto, home, and business with multiple company options in Wisconsin. Call 414-732-2542, danshaney.com. Ryan Horvath's here. Hey, bud.
What's up, dude?
Hey, check this out. Let's do a math equation. Ready?
Okay.
Let's say Fatty McGee over here, me, mm-hmm. doesn't drink for 2.5 weeks, mm-hmm. exercises, goes from about 2,000 measly steps a day to 7,000, 8,000.
Yeah.
Eats a little bit better. How much weight do you think I can lose in 2.5 weeks? How much weight do you think I've lost in 2.5 weeks?
Probably you've gained 3 pounds.
I've gained 0.5 pound.
That happens to some people.
I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah, everybody's body is different. You just got to stick with it. Well, hold on. So what's your diet consist of?
It's a little bit better.
Oh, well, if you really want to lose weight, you should just do what I did. And that's just grill barbecue chicken like every single night and then eat some potatoes and a vegetable. I lost like 20 pounds in like 3 weeks. No joke.
I think diet soda's got a big problem.
I actually just had to get rid of that. Yeah. So I'm not like doing any alcohol or anything either, because when I messed up my hip, or when I found out my hip was messed up, they put me on, and this is a good message for anybody out there of why you should look for the more natural ways of medicine, herbal, I would say, because the pills are bad for you. They mess up your gut. And you could think, okay, I'm only going to be on this, you know, steroid for 2 to 3 weeks, because that's what happened to me, just to help me walk and like get back right. Now my gut health's all messed up and I may have like a small ulcer. So I have to go 14 days on this like antibiotic, more medicine, I know. And, suck. So no alcohol, and it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and we're going out to dinner. I'm not even going to be able to have any wine. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm trying to not do all of May, and I got my birthday coming up, which, I mean, I treat every day like my birthday. I go to the casino whenever I want. I drink whenever I want. I'm a fat, lazy piece of shit whenever I want. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like on my birthday, I should like, maybe I should go volunteer my time. Maybe I should go give back.
On your birthday?
Yeah, because all 364 days a year are my birthday. I should spend one. Yeah, you're right. That's
every day like my birthday. I was. That's a rap line, and it
yeah,
was,
rap. I know. I'm familiar with rap.
From my head down to my shoes, skirt on 22s. Shit, my baby, mama. Who? Oh man, I forgot about that. That was the Big Timers. That was Lil Wayne. When he was like 12 years old, he already had like 8 kids. God bless him.
We are here to do what we do every year, win, loss, the Packers schedule.
And talk Lil Wayne, though, too.
And talk Lil Wayne, who's a Packers fan, as is now Simone Biles with her husband, Jonathan Owens, signing with the team.
Hell yeah. Hey, really quick, though, is Lil Wayne, F him. Great mixtapes. Was never a huge Lil Wayne studio.
Wow, he turned on Rodgers, didn't he?
No, yeah, but I don't even care about that. Do you think he's going to still roll, though? Like, let's say that it's a 6-10 season, 5 or 6-10, 6-11 season. I'm still going to roll. I got my Jordan Love jersey in the mail.
Well, he's been rolling since 96. The Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
Well, you know what? He raps about the Saints all the time. I feel like when they were on their run, he was a Saints fan.
Hey, you got to go where the money is.
I'm just asking a question. Like, I feel like a lot of the bandwagon.
I would be disappointed if Lil Wayne leaves us.
Like, is Anthony Davis and Harry Styles and all these other dudes, are they going to still come to the games? And Melissa Etheridge, is she still going to perform, come to my window at halftime in a Rodgers jersey?
And is Simone Biles a big enough celebrity to root for the Packers? Because most Wisconsinites know her as, hey, wasn't that damn chick that didn't play them gymnastics for our country because she said her brain didn't feel good?
Hold on. Get this, okay? Hey, Joe, I got a kicker for you, all right? Get this, all right? Simone Biles. You remember her. She does the fencing in the Olympics, right? Simone Biles. Remember, she was one of those, oh, look at me. I'm young. I need attention. I can't show up to work because of mental health, which, Joe, I've never believed in anyway. Simone Biles, her boyfriend, Anthony Edwards, heading over to the Packers. Simone Biles.
I don't really watch gymnastics. You know, I do like the luge though. Woo! I'll be sucking swamp water in one of those things.
And the reason, the reason I like it doesn't have anything to do with the women. Okay, like I watched a WNBA game once or twice. You know, hey, what were your boys like trying not your boys, but. What were those guys in Wisconsin trying to accomplish with their stupid sexist Twitter posts that they're getting destroyed for? Like, who still believes that it's 1972 with their
internet? Well, then I tried to spoof them, and then I got in trouble.
See, I didn't know the context. You got to remember that, like, you have a bigger following than, you know, Cigar Dinner Land. You got to remember now you're doing national stuff. So when you post stuff like that, I was even going to text you, like, what's up with you? It's Mother's Day weekend. Call your mothers, by the way. Do we have any reads for anybody like doing flowers or like, is it like get your mom edibles or anything?
Well, again, this is being posted after Mother's Day.
Oh, see, okay. Sorry. Oops. I let the people in the kitchen and let them know what's in the sauce. It don't matter. It's still going to be fire content.
At earliest, this is posted Monday.
I've went and got,
but it's never too early to think of Mother's Day 2024, load up on your Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code is Bart. Who wants a dozen roses when you can get a dozen gummies? Your mom's gotten roses 60 straight years. Why don't you give her some gummies and let her see the roses?
Yeah, or maybe give her some gummies. Say, hey, Siri, play Kiss from a Rose by... Oh, no, not really, though. Ba-da-da. No, copyright.
Copyright.
Hey, stop. There used to. You know what I thought about it? Like, that was really Seal. No wonder Heidi Klum dumped him. Like, when you think about it, it's really only Kiss by a Rose and Oh, We're Never Gonna Survive Unless We Get a Little Crazy. Which, to be fair, two goddamn like gems. I may listen to
that. Seal is overrated.
I'm actually, yeah, kind of. Maybe not, though. But he's like a two-hit wonder. I can't think. I'm not like, oh, shit, it's Friday. Let's bump.
Fly like an eagle.
Is that even? Oh, shit, I thought that was Lenny Kravitz.
I thought it was R. Kelly.
Hey, you know what I did for you?
No, never mind. What?
I power rated all my NFL teams, and I got projections for every Packers and every other team that you want, point spread and total all season long because I've been sick with the stomach flu, so. When the schedule release came out and everybody else was drinking beers, touching dicks, your boy over here was projecting all totals and point spread. So I'm ready to win loss this bad boy, but also let you know what's probably going to happen and be realistic for the first time ever because I always go 13, 14, 15 wins. I think this season I'm going to give an actual projection.
Well, don't overcompensate. Don't be too hard.
Well, no. So, by the way, I want to throw this out there. As you know, I was a big Favre guy, which, man, like, holy shit. Can't believe that's
swinging a miss for us.
Can't believe that's the guy that got me. That I would say that I
Favre drops the lawsuit against McAfee, says we both just want to talk football, and then goes on Eric Boyling's show and talks about fucking Fox News.
And again, dude, like, I honestly, I have good friends that are Republican, Democrat. I really don't care. I don't, like, love talking politics with them. But there are just certain people out there that are just so goofy. And Favre has become one of them. And you know who else? Remember Charlie from WWE and freaking ESPN? Oh, my God. I had to unfollow her.
Yeah, she's on OutKick now.
Here's the thing. Like, I got buddies that are huge Trump guys. That's cool. I still have beers with them. Like, I don't care, to be honest. I don't, like, hate. Like, I hated that, like, people stopped liking each other because of politics during the election. No,
the problem, Horvat, is that when, like a Michelle Tafoya, like, when they go into the right-wing media, and I want to say this in a way that I would say this on the air.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to offend anybody. But when they go on right-wing media, which I'm not being offensive by saying there's a right-wing media, what happens is they try to, like, they're like me when I worked a Friday night in college and got home at 10:30 and everyone else was hammered. I need to catch up. So they go on every show they can, throw out every point that they can, rip on transgender here, rip on bathrooms here, celebrate CRT here. See, I am one of you, they say. I agree.
Yeah, I just feel like
I don't know if I said all that on the radio, but
I feel like it's like it's just like we're gonna beat you over the fucking head with this now, like with everything. It's like, okay, like we get your stance. It's like kind of like even if you like are just like talking with people in the gym, now that you're working out, you would know this.
And I'm just taking walks.
And they just start like talking, yeah, like about like transgenders and sports and stuff. And you're like, hey man, like I don't know you like this well. So like, yes, I think the Knicks may cover the 6 points, which I wouldn't think that because they suck. But
again,
it's like,
that was 5 days ago.
Well, right. Their season's over. But anyway, the zombie heat live on. But anyway, yeah, that's all I got to say. But here was my point. So I'm a loyalist. I'm a loyal guy. And I was loyal to Aaron Rodgers, and I still will always be. And I'm going to root for the Jets. But I'm actually all in on Jordan Love and the Packers. I've come around. I'm excited for the rebuild. I think that this is what's best. Kind of like when my parents got divorced. Sure, like it was cool having like one Christmas in a family that lived together and not being from a broken home. But what was cool was like my mom and dad are still around and I get more shit during Christmas. So I'll root for Aaron because like he didn't want to be in Green Bay and he fucking like tanked last season.
It's great having two teams. I have the Bucks and the Warriors. I've had five NBA championships in the last 6 years.
I'll admit it. You can even like I'm glad Rodgers is gone for the, like the sake of anybody in that building's mental health. Now I'm not a Goot guy because I think he treats the old guys like shit, and I'm team old guy, which is why I'm rooting for LeBron over your Warriors. Fuck your Warriors. Go team old guy. But I'm all in on Jordan Love. I thought that he handled that press conference really well, and I've always been like a fan of Jordan Love. I'm not this Jordan Love hater. I just preferred him to go to like Indianapolis or somewhere else rather than sitting for
you
were
not
years.
A fan of wow. Jordan Love. All you ever did was shit on his college tape.
Hear me out, dude. Well, yeah, I thought he was a project. Just that, like, I think Anthony Richardson's a project. But Anthony Richardson could be – Patrick Mahomes was a fucking project, dude. Look at those draft grades. People were giving it a D+, an F. He even says, I couldn't read an NFL defense, right? Like, I didn't know how to identify the mic. Like, he says that all the time. Certain dudes, it's just like talent takes over. I hope Jordan Love's that guy. It isn't I shit all over him. Like the team kept paying Aaron Rodgers, even though he was a pain in the ass because they weren't sold on him. The guys that evaluate him every single day. So I don't want to hear I'm the bad guy when Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst, the guy that fucking moved up in the draft over T. Higgins, he drafted him. He wasn't sold on him until he was like, all right, Rodgers is too weird. Maybe Jordan Love sucks, but we're going to check this out. Because I can't go fucking try to locate this guy in a cave every offseason to see if he's coming back to do his job. You know, what does he do? Work for Entercom? One of these guys that never shows up for work? Anyway. but so I'm all in. I'm rooting for the Packers. I'm rooting for Jordan Love. I don't want to hear I'm a Jordan Love hater. Here's what I'm saying, though. I kind of wish now that they've moved on from Rodgers, dude, like we were going into this season with like the corpse of Matt Ryan. Or just some bum-ass scrap quarterback. And you know why? Because Caleb Williams. Like, if the Packers, if it's rebuild, I would rather go 1-16 and take Caleb Williams. Hopefully Jordan Love's good, but he's already 25. Caleb Williams is going to be like 23, and the comps are Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he's going to be that good. but I do think he'll be a, if I had to predict today, three-time league MVP, Caleb Williams. That's all I'm going to say. All right, boom.
If I had to predict today, David Bakhtiari gets traded before the start of the season.
They should just move him. He doesn't want to be there. He's like
not want to be here at all.
I don't know that I really want him here.
I don't want him here.
I feel like he's bad for the rebuild, and I feel like he's too worried about what fucking Elon and Tucker Carlson. And again, I'm not trying to go all political, but it's like, all right, you want to go play fucking sword fights with Aaron Rodgers? Go do that in New York, and they need a tackle. And hey, give us more shit, you know? Give us more picks in case Jordan Love does suck.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Before I win lost this, it looks like the options for my trip were at Denver, October 22, at Pittsburgh, November 12. Those are all great options. We are probably going to do at Vegas, October 9th. The problem
That's my birthday.
Yes, it is. That's how I knew it. It's expensive as fuck. So everyone got gung-ho about Vegas. Now I think people are getting second thoughts because tickets are expensive. Playing out there got jacked up. It's just more money you got to win when you get out there. I could have the opportunity, and there's a London game that morning on Sunday. I want to sit in a sports book the entire day on Sunday. I want to go to Vegas. So I don't know if that's still what we're doing, but.
Well, if you guys don't, I'm going to go for my birthday. I looked at the schedule a billion times, but I didn't even look at the dates. That's my birthday. And it's a primetime game against the Raiders. Could be one of the only games they win this year.
Oh, and also I want to say that them starting to flex out Monday night games is fucking stupid, and when they do Thursday, that's going to be fucking stupider.
Agreed.
All right, week one against the Bears.
Yeah.
They're going to lose that football game. And it's going to be fucking awful.
Why?
I don't have a good feeling about it. Because either we do the deed got transferred from Rodgers to Love, or Justin Fields is the greatest goddamn quarterback ever, which I still think he'll be good, but I'm worried that Jordan Love loses that game.
Oh, yeah. The hot take artists will be out after this one, probably including myself. Either Justin Fields is going to look like the king of the North, or it's going to be Jordan Love. It's going to be like when Marcus Mariota played against Jameis Winston in their first rookie games and Mariota beat him. We're like, see, fucking told you, he's the real deal, and both are, you know, scrubs. So it's a 2.5-point spread now. I got it closing at 1. The Bears only 1-point favorites in this game. The total, I have it 43.5. I would take the over, and I'm going to take the Packers. I think the Packers are actually going to win this game 21-17. And it doesn't
have scores.
What's that?
You're going to give me scores?
Actually, I'm going to go, 24-22 is what I'm going to go here. I'm going to get a little weird. Yeah. 24-22, Packers get it done. Jordan Love, 2 touchdown passes. Because here's the thing, the Bears defense is shit. The Bears could end up winning the NFC North, but they're a work in progress as well. The Packers, even though it's a rebuild year,
is it a rebuild or a revamp? Or is it a regrouping, or is it a redo?
anybody with a fucking brain like knows what they're doing here, right? Like, you're in cap hell. You moved on from Aaron Rodgers, so it's a rebuild. But also, like, you have your guy that you moved up for a first-round pick that's been sitting for 3 years. It's the same fucking thing that they did when Favre left, right? That wasn't a shitty team. The Packers can't afford to be shitty, right? Teams that could afford
how
to
how
be
How do we
shitty.
Get to a point in – we got to a point – I'm sorry to cut you off, but I need to bitch about the media. We got to a point where there's newspapers and there's radio stations in Milwaukee, yet Andy Herman, who does a podcast, and Peter Bukowski, who does a podcast, had a conversation on Twitter, and suddenly Schneidman's writing about it. Radio stations are talking about, like, normally it's the podcasters that are supposed to be like, hey, they said this. Instead, they're taking info from us. Yeah. I listened to you and Herman and Sparky driving home the other day on Curt and Long. I don't know that I get, outside of you and I, that kind of breakdown on the Packers anywhere on the dial for the next 8 months, including the flagship station and like Wayne Larrabee trying to pretend like it's 19 fucking.
All right. But, and this is the thing. It's like people don't know what to do with themselves because I told everybody this and they're like, fuck Rodgers. How about Rodgers gone? Now they don't know what to talk about. Like, you have this shiny new toy in Jordan Love who could be the next Aaron Rodgers, or he could be the next, Mitch Trubisky, like bust. But we don't know yet, and that's the beautiful thing, you know, is like the unknown is kind of that. I'm actually excited, man, because I want the Jets to be good and win the Super Bowl. I'd rather have the Packers win the Super Bowl. I just feel like those are unrealistic expectations. This isn't me being a Jordan Love hater. This is me being a huge Joe Barry and anybody on that fucking defense hater, because last year I said top five on every radio hit. And again, they're the worst defense in the league. And you and I.
Yeah, I fucked that up too. Yeah.
So like, yeah, me thinking that they're not going to be good doesn't – I think Jordan Love could put up Rodgers-type numbers, like 25 touchdown passes, maybe 12, 13 picks, 4,000 yards. That seems doable. He's not a rookie, right? And there's still weapons. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs should be better this year without Rodgers tearing down his confidence. All these tight ends. I'm actually excited about the tight end room for the first time since JerMichael Finley. Decent offensive line, but it's just like too many unknowns. But anybody with half of a brain – isn't arguing about this on social media. They're instead talking about like here's some fucking questions, dude. Have we seen the real Matt LaFleur offense, or did we see like Aaron Rodgers' version of the Matt LaFleur offense? Does LaFleur want to run the ball, or is he really just the dipshit that takes
the media? Yeah, Jordan, from what you've seen of LaFleur's offense, how similar do you think things will be this year with you under center than last year? Instead, it's
I just want to know that did Aaron give you any advice about how to, yeah.
Yeah. Brian, is this a rebuild, a retool, a revamp? Is this like Scream where you don't go full rebuild? Like you just bring back some old castmates and like, shut the fuck up. What they're doing is
should I be jerking off to Aaron Rodgers' memories with my left hand or with my right hand?
But here's what I'm saying, man.
Like, fucking a sofa.
You know, teams that go through full rebuild are the fucking Texans. Or like big market teams, like the Giants could afford to suck for a couple of years because they're in New York, right? The Packers can't afford to suck, right? They need people to go to games. And I think that I wasn't around for the 80s, thank Christ. But I don't know if people, I mean, I would assume people are still going to go to the games. It's the Lambeau experience. People go to Wrigley Field. I'm a Cub fan. I can tell you the Cubs have sucked. I'm 36. The Cubs have sucked for 34 years of my life. And still every fucking day I'm there watching or going to Wrigley if I'm home. So people will still probably show up. But, like, what good teams or organizations, I should say, do, like, look at the Chiefs. They went to the playoffs and then got rid of Alex Smith and were like, okay, we're going to go on to Mahomes. That didn't mean, like, let's sign a bunch of guys to shitty contracts or just keep losing every single year trying to tank like the Texans, right, for the number one overall pick. The Packers aren't going to do that because that's not how, like, Goot learned. He learned from Ted. So, yeah, it's time for Rodgers to go. He's old balls. He's nuts. You know, we don't know if whatever.
The Jets' Twitter bio right now just says Aaron Rodgers. Like,
yeah, I love this. I'm so glad that he's finally getting this love. In fact, hold on.
They are overplaying their hand.
Hold on. Keep talking.
HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. 25% off every order. Get your gummies for next year's Mother's Day. Get them for Father's Day. Get them for June 4th. Get them for June 29th. Get them for – just eat some gummies because it makes your life better. And it helps some of your moods. And you put a little cream on there if you got a little problem with the old wrist. if you're thinking anyway. Rodgers' memories too much. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code is BART, 25% off every order. Horvat showed us the Aaron Rodgers fat head that he has. That's tremendous.
Fuck yeah. Well, I was going to actually unbox my new shirts, but like I would have to get – that would just take too long. And
let me see if I have my fat head.
Hey, well, you knew that though. So, okay, so what the Packers are doing is actually genius. I'll give Goot some credit here is like let's say that this Jordan Love sucks. This team sucks. Well, then you get early draft picks, and I know you probably don't suck bad enough for Caleb Williams next year, but maybe you suck bad enough for the guy in 2 to 3 years. Maybe you suck bad enough for Arch Manning. Maybe you suck bad enough for –
I heard you say they're not going to be that bad. They're not going to be that bad.
No, I don't think so either. But I'm rooting Bart. I either want this team to win 11 games or I want them to win one. Because I either want like Jordan Love to show like he's the dude, or I want Jordan Love to throw like 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, right? But I either want them to be a shit show or I want them to be like relevant. Because I either want Caleb Williams or I want to go to the playoffs.
All right. Well, I've got them at 0-1 right now.
Okay. Yeah, I think they beat the Bears. I think that 1-point spread is going to tell me that they're actually going to pull off the mini upset. I think the Packers surprise everybody, start 1-0. Game 2, week 2, I'll just throw it out there. They're on the road at Atlanta, and I have them right now as 2-point dogs with the total at 42.
So you handicapped all this?
Yeah, I have every team, every spread.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my job, so I figure, and I'm solo tonight, I believe, so I figure I might as well have some shit to talk about.
Well, I'm going to take them to win this game, and right now I'm just going to pencil in every NFC South game they will win.
Okay, I actually have this as a loss. I think Atlanta wins by at least 10. I know I haven't beaten the Bears, but what could Atlanta do? They have a bunch of speed. They have Pitts. Packers can't fucking stop any tight end, right? And they have Drake London. And they have all those running backs now, including Bijan. The Packers are the worst tackling team in the league, as we talked about with Andy Herman on the Kurt and Long podcast. Check that out, please, as well. Dude, I mean, Devondre Campbell regressed. Jair, since the shoulder injury, doesn't want to step up and make a tackle. I don't necessarily know or like any of the safeties. And we'll see about Quay and those guys. So I think Atlanta wins. And I think they score a bunch of points. I like Atlanta, and I like the over week 2.
With Desmond Ridder?
Yeah, I don't think it'll matter, dude. Jimmy Garoppolo beat an Aaron Rodgers-led team, and he threw the ball 8 times. The Packers, until they proved to me they could stop tight end, again, Kyle Pitts, or run game, Algier, fucking Patterson, who's 90 years old but gets better somehow every year, defies age, and Bijan, who I think is like Barry Sanders, I think is AP, which is crazy because a lot of teams didn't even have Bijan as the number one running back on their draft board, including possibly the Packers. A lot of guys, including Detroit, really liked Gibbs better. He's just a different type of back. But I think Bijan's going to be the real deal. So I think this is a loss to Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to be all right.
Week 3, they play the Saints, and I've already penciled that in as a win. The Saints come here. This will be the Packers' home opener on the 24th of September.
So you would think this is going to be like a pick. Maybe the Packers are only 1.5, 2-point dogs in this game, surprisingly. I think people think the Saints, like I did last year, might be like a 10-11 win team because of Derek Carr. But Derek Carr always gets off the slow starts. I think they probably get upset or lose, I should say, the Saints week 1. So I don't know how the market's going to view them. I do think they beat the Packers, though. You also have to remember the reason that spread is where it's at is no Kamara the first 4 games of the season. Even though he got suspended 2 years ago for that fight, he has to serve those 4 games this year. I do still like the Saints even without him. I think the Packers probably start 1-2.
So far, we don't agree on a single game.
No.
I've got the Packers going 2-1.
Yep.
And you have them going 1-2. Detroit Thursday Night Football, I'm going to give them a loss here.
1.5-point dogs at Lambeau to the Lions is really weird to see. Primetime game. I think it's going to be a really competitive game, but I got the Packers losing probably by at least a touchdown. Total in the game, one of the higher of the week, 45.5. So that's I think Jordan Love will have the offense humming, but I think they lose in a shootout. So give me the Lions. I think they're the best team in the division.
Well, you are going to take the Lions to win?
Yeah, Lions win.
Okay, so we do agree.
Yeah, dude, couldn't beat them last year, not beating them this year.
Well, I'm going to lead that into my hot take.
Okay.
The reason the Lions are going to win that game is because that will be the fourth straight win of their 6-0 start.
Yep, totally agree. First bet I made this NFL season. Oh, I got two really quick if you could get to these because the numbers are going to be gone. One of them's already gone. Lions open to 7-point dogs. That's down to 6.5 now. So you're not getting the
money line that shit. Detroit is winning that fucking game.
All right, so I love that. Detroit plus 7. And then I loved the Jets plus 3, but now that's down to 1.5. Just divisional home game. Rodgers is going to beat the Bills. Everybody thinks the Jets are going to suck. Rodgers is pissed. He's not going to suck.
Bad no, news. They will. We'll win-loss them in a minute.
Okay, good. I got all that, too. Raiders week 5. This is the game we're talking about.
By the way, the season for the Lions at Kansas City, home against Seattle, home against Atlanta, at Green Bay, Carolina, and then at Tampa. Their first loss of the year will be October 22nd at Baltimore. Otherwise, the Lions will be starting 6-0, and they will win the NFC North.
Dude, that week 2 game against Seattle is going to be absolutely
going to be epic. I really like Seattle this year. I like them to win the West.
That total 52.5. Vegas, they'll be on the road, so they'll be 1.5-point dogs here. I think the Packers win this game. The total 42.5. I want to go to this game not only because it's in Vegas. I think this is a game that they're guaranteed to win. I think the Raiders are going to suck. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to suck. And I like the Packers to actually get a victory. I think it's a walk-off field goal. I don't know who kicks it, but somebody does.
Oh, Carlson's brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're going to lose this game because I'm going, and I'll probably be drunk enough to want to get in a fight afterwards. So, at the bye, you've got them at 2-3.
Yeah.
I've got them at 2-3.
All right. Now coming off the bye, you already know Matt LaFleur won't have anybody fucking prepared. He'll be too busy getting his eyebrows waxed and crying. 3-point dogs against Denver. Russell Wilson just puts on an absolute show. The total's 40.5. Denver wins this game 20-3. And this is where people, if we had a call in, this is like where people are calling in. Jordan Love fucking sucks. What were we thinking? Not because he does suck, because he's going against that defense. Fucking off the bye, on the road. And Sean Payton's the coach now, not, you know, Joey Lump Lump. So I like Denver pretty big here.
I think Denver's going to be bad, but LaFleur off the bye gives me the heebie-jeebies. This Green Bay game is going to be sandwiched in between. They got Kansas City, Green Bay, and Kansas City. Denver does.
Yeah.
Sean Payton is not going to lose. Sean Payton is going to put a fucking clinic on Matt LaFleur's ass.
All right. We move on. Week 8. Against Minnesota. I think they're actually going to be favored in this game. I think the Vikings are going to suck, dude. Total 45.5. I like the Packers to get the win here.
That will be their first NFC North win of the year for me. That'll be their second for you. I also like them to get the win here. I think that the Vikings are going to be predicted around 9-8. We'll probably end up being around 7-something. I think what they should do is trade Kirk Cousins for Trey Lance immediately. I think both teams win there.
Week 9 against the Rams, they're going to be favored. I got them as 1.5-point favorites, the total 40.5. Like, all of LaFleur's buddies shove them in lockers, as we always talk about. Robert Saleh, Kyle Shanahan, I think LaFleur's the cuck of his group. They steal his quarterback. They steal his playoff wins. They just beat the shit out of him. The one guy he has figured out, though, is Sean McVay. And so I think that the Packers get a win here somehow. I think they beat the Rams.
Matt Stafford coming in. I think Matt Stafford coming back to the NFC North is going to be a big play. I know they got Jordan Love, and you know I like Jordan Love. I like him on tape, but I trust our guys. And also, we drafted. Who did we draft? We drafted Stetson Bennett. Could get some reps in this game.
They didn't draft anybody. They don't have any draft picks for like the next 10 fucking years. This team's going to suck.
No, they got your boy Stetsy.
Actually, dude, they're either going to suck or it's going to be like Stafford to Cup and Aaron Donald's still there and they still got, you know, I think the Packers win this game.
All right, so I got the Packers winning that game. So through November 5th, we're taking different routes to get there, but we've got them at 4-4. I think that there's going to be a very surprising player that does very well this year, and his name's going to be Kenny Pickett.
Dude.
And I think Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to beat the Packers in this game.
So same here. And the Packers are actually, this is going to surprise people, 4.5-point dogs. This could get all the way up.
On the Horvat book.
What?
They're not, but you found that somewhere else or that's just you?
Well, this is like, this is what it's going to be if you like know how to do anything. If you power rate your teams, and if you're looking at last year's numbers, and then you're looking at home field advantage, like this is, I mean, this is, it could be off, but I mean, I'm pretty, I mean, we could go back to this and I'm pretty sure.
No, I agree. I'm not doubting you.
We're going to be 4.5 point dogs on the
might
open.
Be questioning, not doubting.
They could be 6 point dogs with a total that's 40. And I just, I think they're really going to struggle to move the football against Pittsburgh. And I'm with you. I like the Steelers. I can't pick them to win the division.
Because if they didn't have a losing record last year with Kenny Pickett, they ain't going to have a losing record this year with Kenny Pickett.
I can't pick them to win the division, but I do think they probably win like 10 games and go to the playoffs. So I'd go over on their win total. Reason I can't take them to win the division, I think the Bengals may bust this year finally. They've been way too healthy the last couple
Lamar
years.
I think Lamar Jackson has 8,000 yards.
The Ravens are going to be the real fucking deal. Lamar has real
the
weapons.
Cardinals cocking off to him for being a running back was an absolute mistake.
And that dipshit, Greg Roman, isn't calling the plays anymore. And that defense, I think, and dude, the last 2 years or 3 years, 2 years, when Lamar has got hurt, they've been leading the division. And 1 year, they were the best team in the AFC. Remember? And then he got hurt. And that was the year, it was 2 years ago when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. That's why we got stuck with the fucking Titans as the one seed, because Lamar got hurt. All that to say, though, you're right. Pittsburgh wins. Here's the game I'm excited to talk about. Week 11, Chargers. They're going to be only 3 point dogs because it's at Lambeau. So you get 3 points of value for anybody that doesn't know. If they were to play in Los Angeles, they'd be 6 to 6.5 point dogs. But here at Lambeau, 3 to 2.5 with a total of 43 to 44.5. And I think the Chargers, I think they may make a movie about this, and they're going to call it The Fuckening, because I think the Chargers are going to beat them 42-3, because I think the Chargers are going to be the best team in the National Football League, and they are my Super Bowl pick. Gone is that dumb fuck Joe Lombardi. In is the dumb fuck Kellen Moore, who's dumb, but he's at least smart enough to know you let Justin Herbert with his rocket arm throw the ball down the field. Now, the problem is the two Mr. Glasses, Keenan Williams and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, they can't stay on the field. But now you have an actual
I've got fine china more sturdy than those two fucks.
Yeah, you got wide receivers. I like what they did in the draft. I think the Chargers are the best team in the league. They finally live up to the hype, even with that idiot as a head coach, Brandon Staley. Keenan Williams, I said. Isn't that Keenan and Kel?
Keenan Thompson.
I'm turning into Bill Michaels right in front of our eyes. And Jay, hey, let me tell you who I like out of Murray State. Jay Morant. I've been watching this kid.
J.A. Morant Jr.
You know what I never thought about? He said that he was watching Ja Morant, or he was paying attention to him in high school. No fucking chance. Ja was a one-star recruit. That's why he went to Murray State. All this to say, Chargers by 40. Boom. The fuckening.
All right, so we're both at 4-6 each, and we have taken the last – because I agree with you. We've taken the last 5 in a row the same. Now they play Detroit again. Detroit, under this scenario, came to Green Bay and beat them earlier in the season on a Thursday. Packers get their Thanksgiving revenge. Jordan loves eating a turkey leg.
Oh, God, no, dude. Detroit is a 4.5-point favorite for a reason. They probably close as a touchdown favorite. Total 45.5. Same story. Just too much just offensive firepower. Gibbs is going to be making everybody just like, oh, God, it's going to be bad. And, like, they'll be fully there because all their dudes that were gambling will be back in Detroit. I like the Lions here. What about – oh, God, I forgot about this one. Kansas City, Sunday Night Football, 6.5-point dogs. Hear me out. 45.5 is the total. Packers win this game.
Win this game. Jordan loves revenge. Kansas City's going to lose some weird-ass games this year, still be fine, still make the playoffs, still maybe win the Super Bowl, but they're going to lose some fucking questionable-ass games, including Jordan Love, where his girlfriend and his mom this time will not have worse seats in the stadium. They'll actually make them sit on a fucking blimp and look down. They'll have even worse seats than they did last time. Packers win this game, absolutely.
All right, dude, so I'm glad that you're with me here, because let's talk really just really quickly about the AFC West. Anybody out there looking for a good gambling opportunity, even if you don't believe in the Chargers, let me ask, like, who's the Chiefs? And it doesn't matter because they have Patrick Mahomes, but they lose some guys, and who's their number one wide receiver? Is it MVS, or is it Kadarius Toney, or is it Sky Moore? either way, I just like
Juju's if you look at New England or some shit.
Yeah, if you look at Juju's in, yeah. If you look at all the teams though, and you just like look at talent, the Chargers, if Khalil Mack, and I know that's a big if, and Joey Bosa and JC Jackson stay healthy, I mean, dude, like that's like an all-star team. Again, they all have to stay healthy and actually live up to expectations. They're plus 400 to win the division. I think the Chiefs are like a 10-11 win team. Shit, they could win the Super Bowl, but I don't think they're going to be this dominant team, and I wouldn't bet Mahomes to win MVP this year. Again, I think they're like a 10-11 win team. And last year, everybody picked them to miss the playoffs. I said they were going to win the Super Bowl, so I'm not a hater or anything, but the Chargers are plus 400 to win that division. I do think that the Packers, I think they win this game. I think that they'll be like plus 350 on the money line, and I'm going to play it. Jordan Love revenge game at home, Sunday Night Football primetime. He gets the win, and you know what else he does? Next week, on the road, against the Giants, Monday Night Football is two-point dogs. He wins that game, too. He's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. Giants come back down to earth. I love Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka, but like they didn't really do anything that I love this offseason. You know what I'm saying? So I like the Packers to win back-to-back games. And you know what? I got a hot take for you, but you go on.
No, I've got them winning Detroit. I've got them winning Kansas City. They're going to win against Tampa. Yeah. I'm not taking them to lose any games against the NFC South. So they're going to win against Tampa Bay or Giants. It's Detroit, Kansas City, Giants, then Tampa, and then Carolina on Christmas Eve. So I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. I've got them at 9-6 on Christmas Day.
So I have them beating Kansas City. I have them beating the Giants. I have them beating Tampa. They're actually going to be 3-point favorites. That's the biggest. Yeah, man, that's going to be – they're right now 2.5. That'll be the biggest game they're favored. So if anybody out there is like, I really want to see a Packers win, you want to go to week 15 against Tampa. They're 2.5-point favorites with a total that's only going to be 39.5. Dude, the Bucs are starting fucking Baker Mayfield, and behind him is Kyle Trask. If Jordan Love can't beat those two bums, I burn my Jordan Love jersey, and I'm all in on Caleb Williams. I trade Jair for the number one overall pick. The next week against Carolina, they're going to be slight dogs. I think they win that game. I think they lose.
You're up to 8-7.
Yeah, I got them losing to Minnesota, though, and I got them losing to Chicago. 2.5-point dogs against Minnesota on the road. 2-point favorites right now against the Bears at Lambeau. I have them losing both of those games and slightly missing the playoffs. But
so you're going to go 8-9. I'm going to go loss to Minnesota, win against Chicago. So I'm going to go 9-8. No, I'm going to go 10-7. Oh, fuck. What have I done?
10-7. Shit. That's the Rodgers Super Bowl here then.
Hold on. Division winners. I want to go through those with you real quick.
Yeah.
AFC East. It will be the Buffalo Bills. You'll take the Jets, I'm sure.
If we're talking gambling, though, do you have the odds in front
of you? No, I just want you to think who's going to win the division.
I'm going to say the Dolphins.
Really?
I'm going to say Dolphins, Jets, Bills in that order, and the Bills miss the playoffs.
There could be some regression there. AFC North, I like the Ravens to win the division.
That's my favorite bet on the board. I hope they win the Super Bowl if the Jets don't. I love Lamar Jackson. Fuck anybody that slandered him. If you've ever called him a running back, I hope you get diarrhea.
Jacksonville to win the South, and I've got $10 to turn into $200 that says Trevor Lawrence wins the MVP.
Yeah, dude, I got like $2 billion. If the Jags don't win the division, you may never see me again. And really quickly, I also, as we talk about these teams, I already gave out the Lions. I bet some week 1 games because I'm a degenerate. I bet the money line against the Colts. I know they can never beat the Colts, but they're on the road and they're minus 185 only on the money line. Jags are winning week 1. So I like the Jags to win the division, but I also really like them week 1. I have a huge bet on them.
I like in the West.
Do it.
I guess I just still like the Chiefs.
No.
You like the Chargers?
Oh, God, I fucking love them. And I love them week 1 at home against the Dolphins, minus 135 on the money line.
Dolphins
are going to be good too, though. Don't sleep on the Dolphins. We just need Tua. My only hesitation with them is fucking Tua, you know, his brains.
Yeah, they are scrambled eggs. Dolphins' fault. NFC East will be the Eagles.
Oh. I'm gonna pick the Commanders.
Because you're there.
No, I think they're gonna be fucking good.
No,
dude. No, no, no. What's the only thing the Commanders have been missing the last couple of years? I like Sam Howell. I liked him a couple of years ago. He fell in the draft because he's small and he played in a North Carolina offense that made Trubisky look good. In fact, mark this down. There's my hot take. I think that the Commanders win the division. And I think that Sam Howell's a Pro Bowler. I'm not going to say MVP fucking P, but he's a Pro Bowler. Terry McLaurin, all those weapons.
You saying all this kind of discredits everything else you've said so far.
I feel like, well, I always pick, like, I always have to go with the Super Bowl hangover. And the Eagles just seem too perfect. And they stayed so healthy last year. And look at what happened when Jalen got hurt. And I don't predict injuries. I'm just saying if something did happen to Jalen, he's 90% of that offense. Remember, everybody was like, Gardner Minshew fights his dad in the parking lot. He's one of us. He's fucking American, Bush Light. And then Minshew went out there and like shit the bed and they got destroyed. He is that offense. They've redone that. And, dude, they lose their OC. I mean, I know I love what they did in the draft, bringing in all those guys from Georgia. They're going to be around for the next 5-6 years. Just they stayed healthy. And I want a hot take. I think the Commanders. Cowboys should be good. But you got McCarthy calling the plays now when he wants to run the ball, and they didn't get Gibbs or Bijan. And I think the Giants suck this year. Yeah, Commanders for sure. Love. I'm going to bet that, actually. I've talked myself into it. Toby will be happy. We went to a Nats game a couple weeks ago. I got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, you called me after you remember that.
Yeah.
Lions win the North.
I'm going to take the Bears.
Next year.
I bet the Bears. If I'm picking smart, Lions. But I don't know. If Justin Fields is – and I hate Justin Fields being a Bear because I like him and I know he taps the ball. Yeah. But if they put him in the right offense, I think he could be really good. I think he could be Russell Wilson. So I'm going to go Bears. But I'll Saints, Lions.
Saints win the South. You probably take Atlanta.
No, I'm going to take the Saints. I'm with you there.
Seahawks win the West. And if it's not the Eagles, they're going to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to take the 49ers, but I'm with you on the Seahawks. Love them a lot.
Jets schedule. Do you have it up? Because I'm just going to rip through it real quick.
I do. You know I do.
They are going to beat Buffalo at home. They're going to lose to McCarthy. They're going to lose to New England. They're going to lose to the Chiefs. They're going to beat Denver, lose to the Eagles, beat the Giants. Beat the Chargers, beat the Raiders, lose to Buffalo, beat the Dolphins, beat Atlanta, beat Houston, beat Miami, beat Washington. Fuck, they're gonna win 11 games.
They got a tough schedule. Listen to this really quick, right? So Buffalo, that's all the way down to 1.5 right now. They may close as actually. That's going to close as a pick. I think they beat Buffalo. I think they beat Dallas on the road as 1-point dogs. I think Rodgers will always beat McCarthy. I think they beat New England. They're 5.5-point favorites. Don't know if they cover. I think they beat the Chiefs as 2-point dogs on Sunday Night Football. They may lose to Denver on the road. They're 1-point favorites. Who knows against Philly? They're 1-point favorites because it's a home game. Then they get the bye week. They're 3-point favorites on the road against the Giants. They're 2-point favorites against the Chargers. They're 3-point favorites against the Raiders. I can't wait to see that week 10, Rodgers against Devontae for the first time. They're 3.5-point dogs against Buffalo on the road. That's probably a loss. On Black Friday against Miami, they're 2.5-point favorites. Against Atlanta, 5.5-point favorites. Yeah, you're right, man. Against Houston, 9-point favorites, week 14. They're dogs against Miami. I have them week 15. I think Miami's going to be good. Washington, they're 7-point favorites, even though that's your division winner. And then against Cleveland, they're slight dogs. And then against New England, they're 2.5-point favorites. Do you think Cleveland?
But these are all your lines, I want to double say.
Yeah, but if week one and week two, the lines that are available, if everything stands pat, and again, it's the NFL, so injuries you have to remember too. But if these teams were healthy, these would be the actual point spreads for what week one, week two are telling us with the power ratings and what home field advantage means to each team. It wouldn't be too far off. And if it was, then I'd be a millionaire because I'd be like, these are mine now. But
you
like,
your horse money yet?
College football, though, I'll bury a fucking spread or a total. I'll take a team as 24-point dogs, and they'll close as, like, 13-point dogs. I did it last year. No, not yet. I got that. I got my Joel Embiid MVP money. I got my Malcolm Brogdon six-man money. I got Celtics to win the title, Celtics to rep the East. And I have Jokic finals MVP 10-1, which is now like plus 200. I think the Nuggets win the championship. I think they beat the Boston Celtics.
Feels that way, unfortunately, yeah.
I mean, who would you root for? I hate Miami.
Who would I root for? Nuggets and Celtics?
No, like, oh, well, you're a Warriors guy.
Yeah. I hate Jokic.
I'm rooting for Bron.
Well, again, we're posting this after that series happened.
No, trust me. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I did put 10 on them to win the West 175.
Who?
The Lakers a month ago.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, I would like to see, although do I really want to see that Lakers? I guess as a basketball fan that doesn't want to watch blowouts, I guess I want to see, I was kind of rooting for Philly. I know everybody hates, I like Embiid a lot more than I like any of those pricks in Boston. Well, I like Tatum and I like Brown, I guess, but I hate watching Marcus Smart play basketball. Fuck Al Horford. You know what I mean? I think Joe Mazzulla sucks. I was rooting for Philly. I like Harden too. Is that everybody in Milwaukee because of the Harden and Giannis thing?
We don't care about Harden anymore.
I think he's a good dude off the court too. I just think he's kind of like weird. He's like Rodgers. He's like maybe a little bit different. Love what he, I don't know. I think he does some really good stuff. And anybody that just wants to spend all their money and time at the strip club's cool in my book. All right, let's pick our Super Bowl matchup and league MVP though before we get off.
Trevor Lawrence.
Fuck, we got this. Well, okay, I'll go Justin Herbert then.
Fuck. Ravens and Seahawks.
All right, I like it. I can mess with it. I'm going to go Chargers over 49ers, 24-17, Super Bowl MVP, Justin Herbert.
Now, for YouTube, I have five things that I want to see. What is the most worthless piece of shit that I have? Is it my college ID?
Great hair.
Who is that guy? I had such great hair back then, dude.
You look like you could be in, like, Taking Back Sunday. You look like you were in Paul Imig's band as the backup vocalist. Goodbye, is it but
more? My U.S. Cellular Samsung flip. The red one I had after.
Oh, now you got two phones. One for the plug and one for the hose, like Kevin Gates.
Oh, I thought I had
shout out to anybody that any Kevin Gates fans out
and
there.
How about this piece of shit?
He doesn't get tired, kind of unlike myself.
What is that, your wedding ring?
Oh, I thought that was your wedding ring. I was like, Jesus, on Mother's Day weekend. Hey, I got a hot take. Did
it
you
says Bart that? With a soccer ball?
Did you guys have to buy that?
We didn't have to, but I did because yeah. I saw my dad's and I was like, I can't wait to show my son one day. Well, I've been thinking about fucking selling this for the $20 of gold I can get for it.
Yeah, I told everybody in high school.
$300 from Justin's.
And I went
Ponzi scheme. Fuck.
And I went to a Catholic school. Bob Huggins, fuck you. Just kidding. I don't care. But I mean, I do. But so like everything was so, like in shout out, of course, you know, my high school, my family loves it. But I was like, why would you guys actually spend money? I had a buddy, not a buddy, because I didn't like this kid, but I had somebody in my homeroom that like his parents told him that if he wanted a class ring, I wanted to like pay for it for the kid, that like he had to use his own money. So this dude was like, yeah, you know, I didn't really want to get a job this summer because he was like in the arts and he's like, and I'm going away to college early, but I'm going to work for a month and a half to buy my class ring. And I'm like, why? Like, just to say, hey, I like get that shit. College, I completely understand. Nobody cares or remembers high school. The only people, like, that's what everybody in my hometown does. Every time I go home, it's like, dude, remember fucking junior year?
The biggest shock of my life was going to college and no one caring about height. Like, I was like, yeah, well, in high school, they'd be like, shut the fuck up.
It's like the dude in the movie, Trip McNeely, that's always at the party still, Jerry O'Connell. Those guys really exist, though. I'll see, yeah. Like, in my grandfather will still like send me the police blotter and it's like people I grew up with and they're like getting arrested and they got like 19-year-olds in the car. It's like, the fuck are some people doing with their lives, man? Nobody cares about high school except for losers. That said, high school was the shit, though.
I'd love to do it over.
Me too. If I could do it all over again.
I'd be such a bully.
I would try harder in school and get really good grades so I could go to a real school and not Western Illinois. And I'd probably be like a fucking accountant or something. Or like anything with any worth, like a firefighter or a police officer. You know, half the time I'm like, I throw out these bets. I win like 35 grand, but I see like only like seven people fucking cared. And it's like, you know, not really saving anybody's lives. You ever feel like that? Like your whole life has just been like a big waste. You ever wonder what the meaning of life really is? Should I go on a podcast with Aaron Rodgers? Do you think the Bucks are going to hire? I'm just preparing you for what it's like to have a nine-year-old. My kid, the last three days, dude, we had the stomach flu. I just got him back to school. He literally, that's how his brain works. He'll be talking about the Titanic into the Cubs, into Daddy, when are we leaving for Disney? And I didn't really want to go to Disney. I actually wanted to go to Legoland. Don't tell Mom, after I just fucking spent $4,000 on that shit. One last time.
You going to Disney?
Anybody that actually enjoys going to Disney.
Oh, Paul was talking about this. He wants me to go to Disney so bad that he will plan out my trip for me.
Will he pay for it? Because that's the problem, though.
All right. I need to go. My kid's got soccer tonight for the first time. I need to get ready.
Oh, hey, really quick story. So my kid played futsal in Wisconsin. Is it indoor or outdoor?
He's just running around some fucking park tonight.
Well, like, luckily, like, you know, but this is, my kid was young and I like get him out there, right? And opening kickoff, swear on my grandmother's life, this is a true story, dude. And I'm sitting there, I'm all excited to watch him because he was in baseball, you know, but like I wanted to see him in soccer. And I'm there with my wife and my mom came into town for it. And opening kickoff, I may have even told this story, ball just fucking drills him right in the nose, just boom. And I look at him and I'm thinking in my head, dude, in the stands, you know, and I'm like, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry, buddy. Be tough. And he looks right up at me and a tear drops. And I, like, me of all people, I like run down and like console him. But just like, imagine you're like, as a dad, as a parent, you're thinking like, all right, I hope he just like, you know, like has fun. Hopefully, you hope he's good. He scores a couple goals, maybe a couple assists. But I guess really you just kind of hope that they don't break their fucking nose. But that's what happened. First game, opening kickoff. I was like, just his luck. Anyway.
Horvat, I love you, bud.
All right. Shout out Bart Winkler Show. Fuck Lockdown Packers for life. Horvat Nation.